I mean, you had time.
I think I could sit on it.
You better. It's not stopping if you take dumps. Your Princess Diana dumps.
Even if I'm like CRISPR, it will just explode.
I mean, you spend more time in the basement than I do. I think I could take the cut on this.
Oh, it's a game of chicken to see who cleans it up first. Yeah.
Just like, okay, we'll see what happens. How's it going? Welcome to the Super Arias Meta Super Show!
I think we should start. I think we should, like, the intro song should be a rap battle between the two of us.
I'm going to admit we're both pretty white, so I don't know. There's not going to be a lot of flow in this. It's not going to be like two M&Ms going up against each other.
I'm Mikey, and I'm here to say Christopher's super gay. You don't have anything? All right, we'll just move on.
What's going on?
Not much. How about you?
It's been a week. Not much new.
So what do you want to talk about? You insisted on doing this.
I did see The Incredible Hulk finally. So now I've seen all the Marvel Cinematic Universe movies.
Ed Norton. How'd you like it?
It's pretty good, actually. A lot of people shit on it, but I actually liked it a lot.
I thought it was pretty good.
I wouldn't have cast Liv Tyler. She's terrible.
Yeah, but she's very forgettable.
Everyone else I thought was good. Told a good Hulk story.
I was pretty upset when he dropped out of like the whole Avengers project. I like Mark Ruffalo a lot, but I really would have loved
Edward Norton.
Ed Norton get it. Yeah. He fits more of like the Bruce Banner spot.
He does feel very, very fit in the role, too. But no, I mean, the action was cool. All the Hulk battles were really awesome.
When he jumps out of the plane, he's like, don't worry, this will work.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that was good. Some wasted cameos in the movie, though. Ty Burrell, who plays Phil on Modern Family, plays her boyfriend. And doesn't, like, not even, like, one funny line in the movie. Like, you get a guy who's primarily a comedic actor. And I think at that point, like Modern Family was probably just starting or something like that.
I don't think so.
2008, 2009? I think so. Well, I guess it would have been filming earlier.
Yeah.
But I don't really know what he's been in. Modern Family, I think, was mostly
I looked him up on Wikipedia. He looked like he got into acting pretty late.
Yeah.
It's not like a guy that's been doing it since his 20s.
No, like, I didn't think Modern Family would be his first thing. Yeah, it just seems strange that he's in the movie and doesn't have, like, even one funny line. But then, I don't even know if you noticed
Kermit it. Kermit the Frog's in the movie playing the straight character. Like, hi, how's it going?
Hey, look, Elizabeth, I know things are rough for you, but if you ever need a helping hand to come by, I'll be over here. Now, if you excuse me, I got a water mic on. No! He just has, like, sprinklers attached to his arm as he's...
The Fozzie is General Lightning Bolt.
But no, I don't know if you noticed, but Michael K. Williams is in the movie, too.
Is he?
For, like, a hot second. He's like... gangsta getting out of the way of Hulk smashing through something. Like, at first glance, I was like, I must be racist and just thinking that guy looks like Michael K. Williams. And I looked it up on IMDb. I was like, no, Michael K. Williams was in this movie for like 2 seconds.
See, he's made the switch to Kenneth Williams. Kenneth Williams.
That's what he's credited as, and that is Michael Kenneth Williams. I don't know. I guess he was worried about someone mistaking him for another Michael Williams with just the K initial.
Well, he joined, I don't know. Maybe it's some, like, SAG role. Because I know, like, two people can't have the exact same name.
Yeah, that's possible. Just someone else came in to kick him out of the K part, too.
It's like a 90-year-old white guy. I feel like, I don't think there's going to be
an issue. He does, like, nothing but soap operas.
Telenovias.
No, I'm disappointed. Because I guess that means, like, Michael K. Williams could never be used now in the Marvel Universe. Because that character's, like, already been established.
I think he's okay.
It's like that moment in Spider-Man 2 where, like...
What character did you think he was going to be? Mystique?
Good, if you wanted to. I mean, Mystique can't exist in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, so stupid. I was thinking Punisher.
Oh, as the Punisher?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Nameless Black Thug number 4 in the Punisher.
No, I think the Punisher. He could be Frank Castle. I mean, come on, Omar was enough to... How far off is the Punisher from Omar, anyway?
Yeah, Omar has a lot of time to build himself in the run of that show.
Yeah, he wouldn't
160 pound Punisher is not as scary. Like, if they're not, I'd obviously love it, and I'm sure you'd love it because we're familiar with The Wire and Boardwalk Empire. I don't know, the casual fan's like, who's this skinny black Punisher?
They'd have to love it.
What's he fighting? Crack addiction?
Of course, it's how he starts, and then eventually he works up to whoever the Punisher's villains are. I don't know his rogues gallery.
Kevin Nash.
Kingpin, I think, is one of them. No,
I think he kills most of them. That's why he doesn't have too many reoccurring.
It's like the Jigsaw, I guess, is one of them.
Yeah. But I think it's one of the few I thought I read.
But no, like, it's like that scene in Spider-Man 2 where he's on the subway and, like, just in the middle of it, you're just like, it's Phil Lamar. I know Phil Lamar. Yeah, he's, like, just completely on, like, you know, like a regular character. He's just one of the dudes on the bus subway. It's just, like, it's interesting that this is, like, the role he gets when you're, like, you're the Green Lantern. You're the Green Goddamn Lantern. And Samurai Jack. And a bunch of superfluous characters in KOTOR.
Futurama. Yeah, I mean, I think he gets a ton of voice work.
Yeah, and you're just like, the only like on-screen role, the biggest he's going to get. It's like, I was the dude in the subway in like, Spider-Man 2.
Sucking some associate producer's dick just to get a cameo in Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, see Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man 2 when it comes out?
I'll see it in Redbox. I don't like the corniness of Spider-Man. Like, I saw that joke where they're like, well, what have you been up to, Peter? Web design? I'm like, ugh.
I mean, I mean, that is closer to what the character's is actually supposed to be, but I mean, it's the first movie that makes me feel old in that the, like, aesthetics of it, like, all the kids have, like, that super emo Justin Bieber haircut and, like, super gelled up, and it's the one time just, like, people don't dress that way, and that's just me from my viewpoint of no longer being in high school or surrounded by kids at all, that I'm just, like...
To be fair, you never.
No, I never was.
Neither was
I. Back in 2003, everyone's walking around in FUBU jackets. I'm like, yeah, that's the cool thing, right, guys? I'm like, me and my FUBU jacket. Doesn't everybody have John Cena spinner and lock necklaces?
Oh, it fell off.
I'll just hot glue that back on.
Don't worry, my mommy will fix it when I
know. She doesn't have a job, so she has plenty of time to fix it.
You're definitely going to see it, I'm assuming?
Yeah, that's one of the ones we're doing. I think it's the last one we're doing before he goes on another break when he has to move, so catch that one. I'm not looking forward to it, though. I mean, it looks like it's going to have the same problem Spider-Man 3 had, where it's just like, here's six villains.
Too much, yeah. Well, I guess maybe they're setting it up for the Sinister Six. Maybe.
Obviously they are, but, I mean, it's just one of those things.
I know Paul Giamatti, like, confirmed in some interviews, like, yeah, I'll be in the next one. Like, okay, so I guess he's not dying this time. And I think Jamie Foxx is supposed to be, like, the poor downtrodden bad guy. Or something.
Yeah, I mean, he's like the Sandman of this one. Like, oh, feel bad for me. And then, of course, Hobgoblin will be in it too. Or I guess he's Green Goblin in this one.
Yeah, I never cared about Green Goblin either. Maybe that's why I'm not a big Spider-Man fan.
It's weird, because he easily has the most memorable rogues gallery of anyone in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
But, like, it's still one of those things you're just like, eh, but I just don't care about most of you anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. I liked Dr. Octopus in the second one.
Oh, yeah, well, he was great. Although, I can't watch the Spider-Man 2. It just makes me too depressed. Like, the scene of him, like,
it's been one in WrestleMania.
Yeah, well, it's like the scene of him in the bank where he, like, has no money. His Aunt May's like, I guess we'll just have to go, but we can get the free toaster. He's like, you can't get that.
That's actually based on
it. And I was just...
That dickhead from Tatsu.
It was just me like, oh, this is very similar to what my life is like now. No, thank you. I don't...
I've already had that trip at the bank. I don't... I guess what didn't happen after that. I didn't get
superpowers. And...
Yeah, I got declined at Wendy's on my way home.
For the chicken nugget eel off. Yeah, so Spider-Man's never been my go-to, but I don't know. I'll catch it.
It looks expensive. I mean, it looks pretty, I guess.
I'm hoping. I don't want them to suck. I don't want any of them to suck.
I kind of want them to suck so, like, Disney can get the rights to those, too, and put them in.
The funny thing is, the producer of Spider-Man, the Spider-Man movies, left Marvel back when they were first starting up their universe because he was just like, this is never going to work. So he left, and he's basically in control of just the Spider-Man movies now. And, you know, he's constantly been asked, like, can we just get Spider-Man? Like, just work out a deal to get Spider-Man in the Avengers movie. And he's always just been like, no, fuck you. And finally he's like, all right, I'll cave in. I'll let Spider-Man be in the Avengers movie if he's the lead star and the entire story focuses around him. And it's like, okay, I see what you're doing here. Yeah. Such a shithead. So what's on your list of things to talk about?
Do you have your phone on you?
No, I left that upstairs.
All
right,
hold on.
You need me to have Amp for you then?
No, it's just going to be a picture.
Oh, okay.
Of something I found mildly amusing.
Oh,
my Ritalin free time at work where I'm like distracted by bright lights. And
that's something we should talk about. Our entire family now is apparently Ritalin addicted junkies.
I'm not happy about it. I don't know. I don't particularly like the way I feel about it. I'm more productive, but I don't feel like me.
It's a different case. I mean, I've always kind of liked the feeling of being on it until, like, I fall off of it, and that sucks. And it's just headaches and feeling like super drowsy and shit. Oh, and I suppose now I should take the opportunity to apologize in case Dad is listening to the episode that he heard.
Fuck him.
Wherein that at that time he had not yet responded to my Spanish email, but he did respond to it, and I thank him for that because it was a very nice email. So there you go. Are you still searching for your photo there?
Yeah, it's don't worry, it's coming.
All right, fine, all right. Got my dick.
All right, it's a lesser-known X-Men villain named Dirtmap. You have to scroll down.
Looks like a rat off the top of things. Let's see, ability to consume a person and take their form. That sounds pretty cool.
Look at his caption, though, what he's saying.
Let's see here. Yeah, I'm Dirtnap. I don't take no guff from nobody. Coming from a rat, I mean, Marvel seems to like these animals with attitude.
I just think that's hilarious. Like, if you're with the X-Men, you're like, oh god, I hope I pick Dirtnap in this fight. Apocalypse, Sinister, Juggernaut. And then just a tiny rat, like, pounding his fist together.
Let's get him, guys! Like, Onslaught's behind him.
Yeah.
Originally, Dirtnap had a human form. He would still absorb bodies into his own and take over their form, evident by a gray t-shirt with a red smiley face that would appear on the victims. However, in trying to flee from Wolverine, he absorbed a rat and took on that form permanently, the smiley face now being on the back. How does that work? Does he absorb power, and now it's... like, that's his... it's like the Animorphs or something.
I just love the idea of, like, I don't know, Magneto introducing his new brotherhood of evil mutants. It's like,
it's Juggernaut, Quicksilver, the Blob, Dirtnap, and Scarlet Witch.
Toad, and people start growing, like, ugh, Toad. He's like, okay, hold on a second. Well, it's going to get a little bit worse.
That was like my Cyclops, okay?
Weather Wizards, dog, ugh, hold on.
It doesn't get... goes down from
the
here.
Dog still makes it rain.
Yeah. He still has some weather powers.
Dirtnap.
So I was listening I was listening to a podcast with James Gunn on it, the guy who's directing Guardians of the Galaxy. And he was talking about how, I guess, before Marvel offered him Guardians of the Galaxy, he went to them and pitched, like, I want to do the Hit Monkey movie. And what's Hit Monkey, you may be thinking to yourself?
I just read that today, actually, strangely enough. It was similar to Dirtnaps.
Yeah, it's a monkey who kills people, essentially. A hitman monkey. Hit Monkey. Very inventively of that.
Just watched a guy train as an assassin and figured it out, like, from there on.
Like you see Monkey do. It's a very applicable backstory origin.
Despite not having thumbs.
Yeah, so, like, it's just one of those... it's, like, there's a side of Marvel. Like, it's Hit Monkey, Howard the Duck, Dirtnap, of just, like, characters that pray to God they don't get so desperate about. They're just like, all right, we'll make it. There'll be a Howard the Duck Hit Monkey duel. But
interestingly enough, Deadpool's met them all at some point.
It was thankfully we're still not getting the Deadpool movie either, so less of a chance of this showing up, even, like, in a wacky scenario.
Yeah.
Although, considering Marvel, like, because superhero movies are huge right now. So every studio is trying to get as many of them out as possible because they basically all make money at this point. So, like, Marvel's already at 2 a year and they're considering upping to 3 a year. And then both Fox and Sony are like, well, we'll also, like, we'll do 2 X-Men a year and 2 Spider-Man a year. So they're all trying to, like, basically jump in and gain
2 Spider-Man a year? Are they really thinking of doing that?
Well, what they're going to do is it'll be, like, a Spider-Man a year and then, like, a Sinister Six or a Venom. Like, it won't be a 2 Spider-Man movie. It'll be some other superfluary bullshit within it. I don't know if they're going to. Because, I mean, even then, it's just like, that's not even going to work. It's not like you have several different factions making these movies. So, yeah. I think next Spider-Man's, like, 2 years from now or something like that. And they're going to use a Sinister Six movie to bridge the gap between them or something like that. But
It's official there's going to be a Sinister Six
movie? Yeah, that's confirmed. And I think it's also confirmed there's going to be a Venom movie. I mean, it's still in that, like, stage of pre-production, so anything could happen. They could just be like, ooh, what a terrible fucking idea this was.
Is Topher Grace available for the turn?
I hope so. Just to stick it to every fan who's just like, I can't wait, finally we're going to get a good Venom. Topher Grace returns as Venom. Like, motherfucker.
You know, I didn't realize it until I heard it on the show. Topher's short for Christopher. His name's Christopher Grace, and Topher's, like, just his spin on Christopher.
Oh, yeah.
You thought of...
no, I mean, that's
Topher hilarious.
That's what Uncle Tom used to call me, I think, when I was a kid. Topher. Oh, really? I remember he used to mention, he was like, yeah, we used to call you Topher. We'd be like, Topher, come downstairs. And I was like, God. You did take me. You were a dad to me for a while, though, so I suppose I can't be too angry.
With enough depressing Boy Scout trips, I think I owe you this.
Come on, Uncle T! Better than the Boy Scout trip I took with someone else's dad.
Oh.
Who was also in, like, a divorced family, so it was like, I feel like, I just, the entire time, I mean, he was super nice about it, but the entire time, I was like, I just feel like I'm infringing upon your, like, limited time with your son.
I never had to go on those. I went with Mom when she took Terry on, like, a Girl Scout trip. That was, like, the closest thing.
She's like, alright, look, we could just, you know, obviously say you're my son, and you're just here, and nobody will be worried about it, but... In a wacky sitcom-like scenario, I'm going to dress you up like a girl as well and pretend you're my other daughter so we can teach you some things. Because, to be honest, the last time the toilet was unplugged, you came at it with a blowtorch. And...
I don't... Look, it's that story or I tell everyone I couldn't leave you at home because you're a dangerous bedwetter. Give me the wig.
Yeah, that'd be more or less it. So what's else on your list?
I don't know if you heard. I only heard earlier today, Adam Carolla's on Greg Fitzsimmons' show talking about, I guess, that some guys in Texas somehow got a patent and they're suing Adam Carolla saying they invented podcasting and that they're owed royalties.
I don't even understand how you'd start that. Like,
I don't know. He was trying to describe it, but like they're claiming like they own rights to the sequential thing. Like, oh, the Monday show comes out Monday, Tuesday show comes out Tuesday. That like they own the rights to that. And it's actually going to court.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Like, they're like, we invented scheduling, essentially?
I don't...
Podcasting, specifically?
I don't understand any of the details of it. But could you imagine some crazy world where they win?
And then, like, Kevin Smith has to start paying them royalties to anyone who has, like, a regular, like, specific day to specific thing schedules. Like, God damn it.
I like the idea of, like, them being in court and the judge bringing up prominent podcasters. And he's like, Adam Carolla, Joe Rogan, Mark Maron, you sitting in the crowd with your blue hat. Maron before me?
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck? He only has, like, 300 episodes.
Whatever.
All right, I must be next. Kevin Smith. All right, well, I love Kevin Smith, so I won't be too upset about this one. It's just like, he's just going down like a huge long list.
I'm a big fan of Kevin Smith, like, so I'll succeed this. Brian Johnson, you fat motherfucker.
You fat shit, you beard guy motherfucker with your retarded niece.
You fat drug addict.
Ming Chen. Like, what the? No!
Blue hat never goes anywhere. It just sits on your head.
Just like getting to the point of just like a legion of skanks. I'm like, I have more followers than they do. It's horseshit. I've been in the podcasting game way longer than them. Chelsea Handler. She doesn't even have a podcast.
She doesn't have one.
She just guests occasionally. It'd be pretty infuriating.
Yeah.
I mean, if they get down to me, though. I mean, like, if I'm in danger, like, if they're like, you had to pay royalties to, like, I barely make money off of podcasting, period. What the fuck?
Like, that's okay. You just gotta fly to Texas and defend yourself, of course, on your own dime.
This is just the cat, the big wig, and the big blue hat comes in. I'm just like, the note. Like, here's my lawyer to defend myself.
I saw this story where a 16-year-old boy survived in the wheel well of a plane to Hawaii. I'm pretty sure the cat can survive.
Yeah, he'll be fine. He's a fighter.
Worst case scenario, he's a martyr for a good cause.
So, Jir, I've heard the story, but I haven't been following it very much about the owner of the Clippers. Shut up. Talking about racism. That the owner of the Clippers who, like, was caught on voicemail talking about, like...
Yeah, something like, don't bring black people to games or don't take photos of black people.
To Magic.
Like, mixed girlfriend.
Yeah, to his mixed mistress.
Yeah, mistress, yeah.
I think he even called her his side chick. And the photo in question was on Instagram. It was her taking a photo with Magic Johnson.
Yeah.
So... the ruling finally came down. He's now banned from life from the NBA.
Does that mean he has to sell the team? Or
yeah.
He just can't go to games?
No, he has to give up all of his stake in the team. And he has to pay $2.5 million to the league. Or association.
See, I don't get why the league gets that money.
I imagine they'll probably in good faith give a majority of it to some kind of like... NAACP or whatever.
I hope so. Why don't they drop ticket prices like $4 for a season? Feels like they won't.
No, I'm sure they won't. I think the money's just supposed to be a statement. Like, look, yeah, we're not racist. We totally believe in black people. Yeah, no, I was curious if you actually heard the voicemail or not.
I saw the transcript.
Is it bad? I haven't seen it, is it?
No, it was something like, stop bringing black people to games. Or something like, stop taking pictures of
blacks. I was just waiting. I just wanted to be like, hey, yo, stop bringing all them porch monkeys to my basketball game. Oh!
Breathing up all my oxygen with their wide noses and such.
Oh! Hey, why don't I slam a few dunks up in their giant noses? Boom!
Oh, why don't you sit in my bathtub and make some tea?
Oh! Just like, oof. Yeah, I'll admit, that was worthy of a ban from the NFL. You really got them.
If you're going to ban somebody, or they should just make him do a season where the whole team's white guys and see how far he gets.
I mean,
it's the Clippers. They can't get much more unpopular.
That is true. Where are they? San?
They're LA.
Oh, that's right. They are. They other LA. They're team.
LA's no other basketball team. Yeah. Somehow.
Two basketball. I guess it makes sense. Big enough city for that. Still no football team, though. No. It's always, like, the greatest enjoyment.
Enough people would probably point out, they're like, oh, they're the New York Mets of basketball. Like, no. I mean, yes, the other team in our city is way more popular than
we. Way more successful way throughout history.
And not a complete embarrassment most seasons.
I always love how, like, Dad, in the lead-up to the new baseball season, it's just like, this is the Mets year, and then like two games into it, he's just like, fucking, I'm a Yankees fan.
Oh, he's ready to jump ship pretty quick.
It's like the first game's not even over and he's just like, it's done, just go home, kill them all,
stinkers,
burn the team, get a new team made up of farm league kids and college players.
I'm pretty sure he said he would jump to the Yankees immediately if the Mets like switched cities.
Oh yeah, well, I can see that. It's always that, like, rough thing. Because, like, I grew up a Giants fan because Dad's a Giants fan.
It's been a hard life for you.
In return, I also...
It's been hard 8 years of watching football.
Hard 8 years of two of them winning Super Bowls and generally at least mediocre success. But,
was this year the worst one you've had with the Giants?
It's the first losing season they've had, so yeah. But, I mean, I'm pretty much still riding that high of two Super Bowls in, you know, 5 years, so... Yeah. I'm pretty excited about it. But in return, I'm like, all right, well, it wouldn't be fair if I just pick another baseball team. So I'll be a Mets fan as well. And we went to that one Mets game. And I got that jacket there and I got a hat. And that's just, you know, I'm cheap. I'm not going to buy another hat. I'm not going to buy another jacket when I have a perfectly usable one.
You've invested.
Yes. But everybody franchise. Asks. Like, everybody. I wear a Giants jersey 24/7 for, like, 2 years. Nobody fucking asks me about the Giants. I wear a Mets shirt, like, shirt one, you know, one day, and I guarantee at least three different people be like, so what do you think about the Mets this season? And just be like, I hope that Mike Piazza really hits a few more homers. Like,
it's because the Eagles are usually doing shittier than the Giants. The Phillies are generally doing better than the Mets. That's why they want to be like, so how about those Mets? Woo!
Woo! It's just always one of those things I'm just like, I don't fucking know. And then, like, my go-to thing is usually I just put it on Dad, where I'm just like, oh, you know, not doing so great. My dad's already jumped ship to the Yankees.
Oh, I thought you were
going to
be like, I don't know, my dad died. I haven't followed him. I've been really busy mourning my father.
I should chip in with that next time. Get out of anything that way. Like, how was your weekend? Oh, my dad died, so I don't really want to talk about it.
Uncle Jeff.
So what else is on your to-do list? What to do about?
To do about all these Jews. I think I told you I'm doing that stand-up competition at the Cove.
Yes. You did a new stand-up. How'd it go?
I think it went pretty well. I'll let the world decide whenever you get off your rotund buttocks loaded onto...
With such compliments, with such flattery, I don't know where I'll do it today.
Good, sexy, obese, butt cheeks, loaded onto YouTube so I can post it on Facebook. But I got there, and like my goal was, alright, I'm going to do 5 sets of 5 over the course of the next 5 months, so I at least have 25 minutes of stand-up, because I've done nothing in like the last year almost. And I got there, and they're like, yeah, we do 10-minute sets, and there's a competition starting next month. And you should try and make at least 2 of the 4 nights we're doing it. So I'm like, I gotta get 20 minutes of material. In the back of my head, I thought, I've been sitting on a landmine of
five-star
material for the last 5 years, not counting the fact the last 6 years, I've done maybe 25 minutes of stand-up. And I re-listened to a lot of it, and I was like, this is just awful. I can't believe I dragged my friends out to this.
That's what happens. I mean, I find that with anything, more or less. All my stand-ups, I don't... Like, I'm like, there's a couple of good nuggets in there. I mean, a solid Chris Brown joke here and there, but otherwise, it's all pretty bad.
It's like anything else, you have to put time into it.
I'm super critical of everything I do.
Yes. Yeah,
except for tweets. For some reason, I like occasionally go back to old tweets, and I'm just like, no!
Really indulge yourself on your tweets.
Like, every so often, there's one I always enjoyed for some reason. I was watching like the Walter Payton special, and it's super depressing. It's just like, Walter Payton never managed to score a touchdown in the Super Bowl and died alone. His family betrayed. Like, it's just, it's super like depressing about like a guy just falling from grace and being like completely forgotten. I just remember tweeting like, man, this Walter Payton special is really killing my boner. Just being like, what a hilarious tweet. I'm going to favorite my own tweet so I can laugh at it later on in life.
Indulging yourself.
Every so often, I'll go in and just pick. Oh, I was really witty that day.
Oh. But I'm cycling through my old material. It's going to be tough to get 20 minutes out of what I have. Okay, I just got to get 10 minutes for this Sunday, and then I got 2 weeks to try and schlep the rest out.
Are you going to use old material at all? Or?
It's like a half-half mix. Which I hate doing, because I have friends come to see me do, like, old material. But it is a contest.
Yeah, I was like, look, and that's what stand-up is, ultimately.
And it's $400 too, so. Ooh. Yeah.
Do I get a cut as your video producer?
Are you going to go to them?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not. I mean, damn.
No, as soon as they're all posted, I'll give you a cut. Like, eat it, fat cheeks!
I'm like, shit.
This will never come back to haunt me.
Done the next night. Remember, you promised me 50%. Like, what the fuck? Why would I do that? So what if this hits big and the Rocks or the X is like, all right.
The Rock's like, you are the shit, kid.
Come on.
Come over here and sit on my bicep. I'll take you home. Just talking to people while Rock is flexing.
Like Princess Diana. The X is like, you're so amazing. Quit your job now. You're going to become the like the stand-up comic of the X morning DJ show.
David Earl Reed.
Yeah, they cut him out. They're just like, Earl's been doing nothing but making sure our equal opportunity plan is still legal. But you're technically Hispanic, right? And you go along with it, just to make sense.
Más Latino. That means more Latinos. Sí.
You got it.
Dígame.
Do comprende.
Muy caliente. I don't know. If anything listening to Howard Stern, I learned don't trust a career in radio. So I definitely wouldn't quit my day job for it. But if they're like, hey, you can call in a couple times a week or show up like one couple days a month.
All right. What if it's weekends?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if it paid... I mean, even if it was like $100 for the weekend to work like 3 hours Saturday, 3 hours Sunday... It's not bad.
And what if, like, your job is then to, like...
Fart police.
You just pull people over in the sedan with your aviators on. You're like, ma'am, do you know how fast you're speeding? I think about 60. You just hang your butt out the window. Fart police!
Got them again. Take that, mom.
Why are you driving, mom? No, but, like, your entire job's just, like, your radio DJ now, essentially, where it's like, no, we get the new hit from Justin Bieber.
On the X?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty sad.
I mean, with anything else...
I mean, there's a lot of Nickelback, so I wouldn't
okay, yeah, so that. That's it. It's like, here we go, everybody. I know you know this classic. Look at this photograph.
Nickelback's all-new song, titled completely different than anything we've ever done before. Do-do-do-do-do, no, something, something, how y'all make you feel. It's like, oh...
Did you see, because Chad Kroeger's married to Avril Lavigne. It's like the Canadian royal wedding.
Man, that kid's talentless.
She recently just put out a new song. I'm sure you haven't heard it.
That kid will go into music, too. That sucks.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. No fucking, it's...
God help it if it's mildly attractive. He's not very good looking, so hopefully it won't be.
But she did a song recently called Hello Kitty. Ooh. And it's like, I don't want to say it's racist, but it's definitely like,
not very, expected from hell.
It's just very much like, this is very odd and out there, because it's just like, hey, bro, Kevin, you're so pretty. It's really, it's,
I've not heard that.
It's very bizarre. It's a little bit hot, I guess, if you're into Avril Lavigne and what she looks like, but it's definitely a very strange video.
Do I have time to check it out, or should I do that
later? You could probably check it out now. I mean, it's...
That's so weird. It's like the girl that's like, at least when I was in high school, was like, I'm just that Canadian girl that's just trying to pass off on my music talent. Like, I'm in a bikini, rapping.
I mean, it's not her, like, butt naked or anything like that, but, I mean, she's definitely already done that shit before. What was that song?
Want to Fuck Your Boyfriend or something? That's what it should be called. Hey, you want to fuck your boyfriend.
That was the one she did. Something like Hell. I'm in Hell, or Your Girlfriend Got Hell. I don't know. It opened up with her in her underwear, and I was just like, okay, I see what you're going for, Avril Lavigne. I see what game you're playing at here. Trying to seduce me with their bedroom eyes. She's like, actually, I'm aiming at, like, the more affluent crowd, maybe, than you, fat stuff. You fat, broke asshole.
Tons of fun.
Like, all right. Tons of fun zeros.
Like, oh, right. That sucks. You type in hello, and that's the first thing that pops up. Not even Lionel Richie's classic hello.
I mean, look, you can't keep holding on to classics of Lionel Richie's in the 80s to remain relevant.
I guarantee one of those still relevant 20 years from now, it's not going to be this. What does kawaii mean?
Like, super cute.
Oh, okay. Because that one chick does it in Simpsons Tapped Out. That Asian girl you get. And I don't mean to make you jealous, but I'm going to have Miss Hoover tomorrow.
They finally put Miss Hoover in!
For 300 grand, yes. And she comes with a walking, like, coffee bean that I forget what that's from, but... You have to buy the box factory to get it.
Yeah, that's lame.
And Miss DeLargo, the music teacher, cost 150 donuts.
What the fuck? Is this blowing your mind?
It's alright. You can tell she's starting to get older. I mean, she's still probably my age, or maybe a year younger than me. But, like, she was definitely that girl who was, like, hotter when she was 19 or 20.
Yeah, but it's one of the...
It'll be on my playlist tomorrow before you ask.
I mean, I do sadly remember a very vivid time where me and Terry were super into Miley Cyrus when she first came out. I mean, that's thankfully an age that I no longer hold affection for, but there was a time where I would listen to some pretty crappy music.
I have a joke on my last one about my iPod. Like, if I was shot or something on the street, like, the last thing I would do would be to try and throw my iPod as far away as possible, because it would ruin me.
Just immediately, like, and yeah, sombering in this moment. We thought it would only be best to fill the dead air with some of Mikey's favorite tunes from his iPod click.
We'll start with whatever he played most. Waka waka, this time for Africa.
Alright, well, that's a little too joyful. We'll just skip to the next one. It's just like, we're dancing on the ceiling.
Like 12 songs just to get kissed from a rose from Sting, from Seal. They're like, it's actually the manliest thing that's played for a while. A guy that has to be buried in a Metallica t-shirt. We'll just cross his name off his headstone and say, here lies a poser.
I mean, how much metal do you have on your iPod?
Not a lot, because it's not good. I use it for running, mostly. I listen to podcasts when I'm not running. Mm-hmm. And running, so there's a few Metallica, some Killswitch Engage, there's some. I think I finally put the Randy Orton theme song on there, which is a good running song. It is an old theme song.
Okay, yeah.
Burning My Light, or whatever that was.
It's a pretty sweet song.
It is. Makes me feel evil.
I mean, like, I'd love to be, like, the one who'd sit here from my high horse and judge you, but I have an obscene amount of Ellie Goulding on some of my playlists. And we're gonna let it burn.
Where someone, like, put a gun to your head and was like, how many times did you watch Shakira Waka Waka this time for Africa on YouTube?
Are you
more
asking
or less than 100.
Are you asking me how many times I jerked off to it? Because only twice.
Watched.
Seven. I'm 2 million in there. 63 million views. It was like that when Gangnam Style came out, and I was just like, I probably contributed a very healthy like 200 views to this just on my own.
Definitely. It's sad when I think about it.
And that guy, just like everyone predicted, they were just like, this dude's gonna fucking go absolutely nowhere. And go ahead, Liam. You're being real graceful.
You piece of shit cat. How dare you destroy those TVs? I hope to God I never have to use again. That's already going to be a super sad day when I have to lug that TV upstairs.
God damn it.
There's cat pee on it. Oh God, I wonder if it even works.
I'll just plug it in right here. It just immediately sets fire to the living room. I'm like, oh, great. No, but like Gangnam Style and Psy, that just completely...
Yeah, that would seem easily like predictable because he had, what, 10 albums before that that no one had ever heard of in America?
He got one other kind of hit after that, Gentleman, which did not take off the way he wanted it to. And then just immediately just fell into pistachio commercials.
Is he into pistachio?
Wow. Yeah. A lot of people in pistachio commercials all of a sudden for some reason. The pistachio company, like someone in the pistachio company must have just won the lottery. And they're like, let's just put all that money into advertising for pistachios. Because I think I've seen like 12 commercials in like the last day and I barely watch television.
I don't know, maybe he's still big in the rest of the world.
I imagine he's still pretty popular in Korea, but...
Every day is a constant battle not to pay for Ruslana Wild Dances on iTunes. It's like, it's a pretty good running song. But I feel like I should start immediately blowing the nearest dude when it starts playing on the treadmill.
I mean, if you want, I could probably find a way to get it to you for free.
Do, do, do. Well, I don't want to take money out of her mouth. Seems like a nice lady.
Bad cat! Alright, you vamp. I gotta go kick the shit out of this cat.
So, dudes, am I right?
Get out of there.
He says he's gonna beat the cat up. He's just petting him. Oh, he playfully spanked his 40-pound cat.
Pick you up.
I'm gonna pee everywhere.
Not right here, you won't. You sit here. Stop being bad.
Yeah, that'll work.
He knows what's up.
He knows daddy's mad.
See, look at him. He's sitting down because he knows that he's in trouble.
It's like Axl Rose's girlfriend that when Guns N' Roses is recording an album. Just sit there, cutie.
All right. Okay.
But I'm bored. She just starts doing coke. Says your cat just starts peeing everywhere.
It actually does look kind of cute now, though, doesn't it?
For a little bit. He'll never give you more than like a second to indulge this.
Live it up, fatso! He jumped into one of the boxes in my room, like the one I have in my closet that has some of my Xbox stuff in it. I was like, how adorable. You finally got yourself stuck in a box. I'm going to take a cute picture of this. I'm going to take like a one picture. It is like his anus stuck up in it. It's like, what a shitty cat. Just can never give me one good shot.
Give me a cute cat count.
No, you don't get one.
I don't know why. Like, I've been thinking about this at least once a day at work. I'll just start cracking up at the idea of you thinking you're a Jedi apprentice, but in actuality, like, your master's a Sith and you're just the only one that doesn't see it. He's got you dressed in all black and horns growing out of your head, eating babies for protein.
But, like, obviously I'm the one who just... I'm just like, oh, it's Jedi Master Dauncilius. Jedi Master Nihilus.
It's just like, oh, Master, Mace Windu's here with more Jedi to arrest you. Clearly Mace Windu has fallen to the dark side.
I'll go fight him off. Chucking handicapped children at him.
You're under arrest, Master Yoda. You've clearly fallen to the dark side. And I shall rape you, as the Jedi do all their prisoners.
As the Jedi code says, I must. I must kill you, then violate your corpse.
Like you burp
and fire. And bring you to the Force.
It's tough being a Jedi. Burp, fire just comes out of your mouth.
Oh, Master, are we having another awesome session of Jedi lightning sick cats? I really do feel inner peace from all this. I can see that they're the Jedi code of kill things, it'll be cool.
At every time, like, Christopher, I think your master's a Sith. Like,
what?
Get out, happens to him. It's like,
what the fuck? Are you kidding me? Jedi Master Hilliman?
Doth Diablo? How dare you?
I am Jaxa.
Doth is first name.
Have you fallen to the dark side too? Fring, fring.
Luke Skywalker? Broom, broom, broom.
As the honorable code of combat, I have cut off all of your limbs and leave you there to suffer, bleeding out slowly. Oh, hold on, wait. I forgot to poop in your mouth first. There you go. You either bleed out or suffocate on my feces.
George Lucas is like one tiny clause of the Disney contract. Like, Oh, and you have to have Doth Rollo T. It's Doth in a parentheses. He doesn't know.
He's the wacky comic relief in the next week.
I'm a Padawan. Take that, baby.
I killed another Dark Jedi Master. It's like a little baby angel just flies out of its body. Yeah, you get out of there, Dark Side.
I don't know why. At least once a day, that makes me laugh.
It's like the idea of you at work, like diligently working, and just all of a sudden your legs start kicking up, and then your chair goes back. You're just like,
like the middle of a meeting where they're like, Karen has leukemia. She's not going to make it long. Like Christopher with a red lightsaber.
I'm just like, I'm a good guy. Quoting
Qui-Gon Jinn. Mind your surroundings. It's not even.
As I'm immediately, going for their kids too, like zing zing.
It's the Jedi way. Take out the weakest.
Find the easiest way to cut your way to victory. Do as many needless sacrifices as possible.
Just like seven horns with puppy heads on each one, but your name tag still says Padawan Chrissy.
With like a little heart over the eye. Oh, a real toughie. Now hold on, while I sharpen my lightsaber hilt made out of ivory extinct elephant trunk. Yeah, no, I think it'd be pretty interesting if that happens.
Oh, really? Yeah, it would be pretty interesting. I don't...
So is that everything for your list? Anything else that's on your mind? Anything else you want to share with the world?
This isn't even a thought, but this is just like a throwaway joke, like how much worse Undertaker's streak could get. Or like to the point like next year at WrestleMania, like, we need you to lose to Rollo T from Channel Awesome. He's out there wearing a blue hat. You're going to take a dive.
How awesome do I get to look at the fight with him? Or is he just like kick my ass and then like that Sylvia on the Grande like runs in, low blows him, and I schoolboy roll him up as like I'm screaming the entire time. Like, three.
Like picture Maven Undertaker after the Royal Rumble.
Oh, so he throws me through a popcorn machine eventually.
No, that's you throwing him.
So I whoop his ass.
You just decimate.
I destroy the Undertaker.
Like,
yeah.
You've seen Undertaker will lose at WrestleMania. Let's see how further we can push him.
Let's see how much we can destroy this legacy.
Let's see what he'll do for $1 million for it to work 2 days a year.
And it's just a shot of me. Like, Undertaker clearly, like, 5 inches solid above me. I'm just like, you get over here, buddy!
Give him the stink face, but you're wearing Rikishi's thong, but you're way too thin for it. So as soon as you get near him, it falls off. Like,
I'm so sorry, Mr. Taker.
Without making $40.
I get to be on WrestleMania. And then immediately the next night, to even it out, I had to just get, like, destroyed by someone completely shitty, too.
Let me just not show up for that.
Oh, okay. I just love my legacy.
And just wait for Undertaker to come looking for you. You were supposed to do me a favor the next night.
No, I don't think that's, like, let's go out. I know you didn't want to go out while you were on top, but some of us have legacies we want to keep.
Yeah. A lot of kids look up to me.
Have you seen how Rollo T merchandise is flying off the shelves?
Tofi Larios can't go down like that.
Tofi Larios. I'm Tofi, a real toughy. Am I even a heel, or am I just like some goober who walked and wandered out into the stage? Like, do we even have an entrance at WrestleMania? Because if I do, I definitely...
Yeah, but you interrupt Undertaker's with yours.
So he's like halfway out into the ring. And
his, like, the actual song doesn't even start. It's still the chiming.
Like, boom. But yeah, he's like halfway down the ramp, and then it's just me coming out, like, dancing on the ceiling. Whoa!
The coffin with, like, the rest in peace Ultimate Warrior flag on the side, just as it's about to open. You're like,
I kick it out.
I boom! Can't wait to see you again. Stop offering that. And you have to have your valet. What's the best friend's name from that song? My best friend, Mendetta. She's just being Miley.
Nah, I don't think they name her. It's just my best friend. I mean, it does. My best friend. It's been a long time since I listened to the song.
Thank like, you. That's your best friend, but it's clearly just Sean Toon. Like, it's some fat white dude in a shirt that says Mandy or something.
I'm trying to think what would be, like, the lamest theme song to come out to. I think that'd be out there. Although, to be fair, they rebroadcast, I think it was WrestleMania 28. They rebroadcasted it on NBC And when Undertaker came out, I guess the Funeral March song, they didn't want to have people listen to it. They thought it'd be too dark.
It is pretty long, too.
But they still did the whole entrance, but they replaced that particular song with, if you were to think of any pop stream artist who would mimic the Undertaker's style in Enigma, what would...
I don't know, like Marilyn Manson or...
Katy Perry. They did Katy Perry, E.T.
Dark Horse?
No, Extraterrestrial, when that came out.
I don't think I haven't heard that one. You are the night. Do, 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 do. Oh, yeah. That's a good song.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. He came out to that.
Good for you, Katie.
You rock it, girl. Don't anyone hold you back.
Tired of people trying to keep Katie down.
K-pay. Nah, I think it'd be an interesting scenario. I don't know if it's going to happen, though. I'll send a couple letters to Vince McMahon and be like, you know what's a hilarious joke me and my brother thought of?
Somehow convince him that it'll sell t-shirts.
If he can make like $700,000 off of it.
How many fake Twitter accounts can you create from one computer?
I mean, you can create as many as you want to sit there and create time and effort for.
All right, so I think if you created 3 million accounts and they're all like, bring Rotation! Bring Rotation!
To beat Undertaker! Not to fight Big Show in a New Year's baby match. Because that's my fear, is that Vince is like, I've got this great idea.
Gets diapered.
Both of you are dressed like Baby New Year because you're big and fat. But you're wearing his diaper and he's wearing yours. So yours barely hangs on. And his is already ripped off.
No, you start wearing your own diapers and then halfway in the match you switch diapers. That's the halftime show. You're like, all right, we're both under the agreement, right, Paul? That neither of us are going to shit our diapers during this match.
Oh, what? Can't hear you. So far down there.
I won't shit anymore in this diaper. I promise.
Scout's on it.
Just eating Taco Bell by a shovel full.
No, no, Mr. Big Show. I think that might give you a little bit of diarrhea. Don't you worry. I know how to handle this. As like you see him just like blasting plums and fiber all at once.
Why are you in the diaper already? It's Wednesday.
Oh, man. Is that everything on your mind?
Yeah, that's all I had. Unless you want to look at Dirt Nap again. He's pretty intimidating. I left that on and, like last night when I left work and got to work and like immediately started my computer. It was just this like little rat like holding his fists up like an 18th century boxer. Like, come on at me, kid. I'm Dirt Nap.
Who would you get to cast as Dirt Nap if you had to pick somebody?
Michael K. Williams. But blacker. No. Well, it's just a rat. Right. You mean who?
Yeah. Well, first, who do you get to do the voice? And then who do you get to do the live-action version of where they just wear a rat suit and they have to, like, sit on the ground the whole time?
The live-action I want, I'll take Ricky Gervais, but not the voice. I don't want Ricky Gervais laughing at himself the whole time.
You don't get it, I'm a rat. Who fights people? It's pretty novel, isn't it? Right?
It's still the worst, that comedians on comedy thing.
That's... If anyone's never seen it, HBO did a brief special called The Comedians of Comedy, was it?
It was just a one-time thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was a special event. It was four comedians. It was Jerry Seinfeld, Chris Rock, Louis C.K. And you're like, with an all-star class like that, what other legend of comedy did they get to fill out the ranks? What legend of stand-up could possibly sit amongst that pantheon?
George Carlin just passed, but maybe he filmed it before.
Yeah, Ricky Gervais was the boy. And you're like, how the fuck did Ricky Gervais get on this? And you're like, oh, produced and starred by... He was the one who funded this. But it's like, it's, you know, four guys, three great stand-up comedians and a fourth guy talking about...
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's talking about stand-up comedy and like how they work sets and what it's like to be a comedian. And Ricky Gervais talking about just whatever the fuck comes to his mind. Because he has nothing to add to the world of stand-up because he's only done it like 2 years.
Yeah.
And every time he like comes up to talk, it's usually one of the other guys just shitting on him for not even being a comic.
That's pretty great, yeah. Like, remember when you wrote your first joke? And they ask everybody and they get to Ricky Gervais and they're like, yeah, it was a week ago, right, Ricky?
Couldn't be too hard for you. If you ever get the chance, I don't know if you can still find it anywhere. I don't know, HBO Go.
I haven't seen it on HBO Go.
If you can find it, it's definitely worth it. It's a very, very interesting listen. But I feel like we should go out something funnier than that.
not shitting on Ricky Gervais.
I mean, I don't think he listens to the podcast. I don't think like we have to worry about a blood feud with him.
I hope not.
I could probably take... What's his retarded friend?
Oh, Stephen Merchant?
No. super retarded.
Oh, Carl Pilkington.
Yeah, I could probably take Carl Pilkington. So that just leaves you with Stephen Merchant and Ricky Gervais.
And Ricky Gervais, the two of them. I don't think I can get both of them in the nuts in one shot.
I mean, look, Stephen Merchant, I don't think he's... That dude's pretty twiggy.
He is, but he's got reach on me. So that'd be scary, because I'm not used to fighting someone taller than me. Like, he's actually, like, holding me at bay like a child with his hand on my head.
How tall is Stephen Merchant?
Like, 6'8 or something?
What the
six,
fuck?
6'7? He's bit... Like, have you ever seen... And I've seen it a couple of times. The Tooth Fairy 2? Or no, the first Tooth Fairy with The Rock. And
I was about to say, wait, you've seen the sequel?
No. That was Larry the Cable Guy, I think. The first one's Larry Merchant and... Or Steve Merchant and The Rock. He's, like, noticeably taller than The Rock.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's kind of useless when you're that tall, though, and, like, no weight to you.
So would you fight somebody who's bigger than you?
Like, heavier or taller?
Taller and heavier. Or even bother.
What am I fighting for? Like, not on principle, that's for sure.
Alright. My one friend Randy, who I talk about every so often, he's a former active duty Marine. He's about 6'5", and I think somewhere like close to like 240 or something like that. I don't know. You meet him for the first time, and I don't know, you sneeze on his face or something like that. Or you for some reason you call him queer. Mm-hmm. Would you fight him? Or would you just like let him kick the shit out of you and be done with it?
Well, those are the only two options.
I mean, you could try to get away from him. I think one of his knees is still kind of bad, but...
He's definitely not gay at all?
No, he's okay. Definitely very much
not that
gay.
I was going to do anything with that information. I was just checking. But he doesn't like getting his dick sucked by another guy at all. I'm 100% sure of that.
To get out of fights? Nah, I definitely don't think that would happen.
I don't know. I'm prepared to fight dirty. That's the line I find most memorable from... Death of a Salesman. Never fight fair with a stranger. I think that gives you... Like, that gives me carte blanche to just immediately go to dick shots and hair pulling. Even against a child. Like, ugh!
Take this!
Jedi Master taught me this.
Jedi Master Diablo taught me how to fight children.
Every 10-year-old girl, kick her right in the snatch and pull her hair. At the same time, if you can. In separate directions. It really pulls her by.
Bing!
Right in the nipples. She's going through puberty. They'll be super sensitive.
I think we could probably stop there.